All right, buckle up, because we've got a lot to unpack this week. The tech world has been a whirlwind of legal battles, innovative tools, and some serious security concerns. Let's dive right in. First up, the ongoing legal feud between Elon Musk and OpenAI has given us a deep dive into the inner workings of the company and its strategic conflicts with Microsoft. Fireship did a fantastic job breaking down the legal and technical aspects of this trial, which could have huge implications for the future of OpenAI and the entire AI industry. Elon Musk is suing for a staggering $134 billion, claiming that Sam Altman and others transformed the originally nonprofit OpenAI into a profitable venture, betraying its initial mission. The trial has brought to light some juicy details, including internal emails showing Musk's earlier attempts to take over OpenAI and the internal conflicts within the company. Both sides are portrayed as unreliable, with Musk's chances of winning looking slim. This legal drama is more than just a courtroom spectacle. It could reshape the landscape of AI development. But that's not all. There's been a major supply chain attack on the NPM ecosystem, highlighting the vulnerabilities of open-source packages. Over 100 packages, with a combined weekly download rate of more than 50 million, were compromised. The attack exploited a weakness in the TanStack project's release process, allowing an attacker to inject malicious code into the CI/CD workflow. This code then stole NPM publish tokens, spreading further and even infecting developer tools like GitHub and VS Code. The malware included a dead man switch that would delete the root directories of infected machines if detected. Scary stuff. To protect against such attacks, Fireship recommends using PNPM version 1 or higher, which offers features like minimum release age, block exotic subdependencies, and approved builds to block harmful packages. They also suggest using Sentry, a tool that works with an AI-powered agency to automatically investigate and fix issues in production. Moving on to more constructive news, there's been a strategic alliance between Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI, marked by a significant computational power deal. This partnership could shake up the AI competition, especially considering OpenAI's dominance with Codex. Alex Finn discussed Elon Musk's long-term strategies and the potential impact on AI tool development. It's fascinating to see how these alliances are shifting the dynamics in the AI race. Now let's talk about some practical applications and tools that have surfaced this week. Alex Finn showcased advanced integrations of Claude Code with tools like Linear and GitHub, which can significantly boost developer productivity. He demonstrated how Claude Code can manage tasks, generate code, and even perform tests autonomously. This kind of integration could be a game changer for developers looking to streamline their workflow. Finn also compared local AI models and agents like Hermes and OpenClaw, with Hermes coming out on top due to its reliability and user-friendliness. Leon Van Zeel presented innovative applications of open-source tools like OpenCode and HoneyFree, which allow for autonomous planning and implementation of software projects. These tools are not just for hobbyists. They have real potential to revolutionize how we develop software. Van Zeel also highlighted a serious security vulnerability in the Linux kernel, known as the copy-fail bug. This flaw, which has been around since 2017, allows a local user to gain root access by writing 4 bytes into the page cache of a read-only file. All Linux distributions updated after 2017 are affected. The bug was exploited by a Python script using the ONC ESN protocol and AFAGL interface. Although it's not remotely exploitable, updating systems is highly recommended. Fireship also explored the inner workings of an operating system, from bootloader to virtual memory and kernel processes. It's a deep dive into how our computers function at a fundamental level, offering insights that are valuable for anyone looking to understand the basics of computer science. Back to AI tools, Alex Finn demonstrated a detailed workflow for Claude Code, integrating Slack, Linear, and GitHub to enhance productivity and organization. He emphasized the benefits of this setup, including increased speed, better error prevention, and improved traceability. Finn also shared personal experiences and challenges, highlighting the importance of perseverance in tough times. In another video, Finn discussed the Hermes agent, showcasing its installation on a local model using NVIDIA DGX Spark. He demonstrated use cases like daily AI stock reports, repurposing YouTube content, and vibe coding a to-do list app. The focus was on the advantages of local models, such as cost efficiency, privacy, customizability, and educational value. Leon Van Zeel took a closer look at a complex supply chain attack on the NPM ecosystem, which compromised over 100 packages. The attack exploited a vulnerability in the TanStack project's release process, allowing an attacker to inject malicious code into the CI/CD workflow. This code stole NPM publish tokens, spreading further and infecting tools from companies like Mistral AI, UiPath, and OpenSearch. To defend against such attacks, Van Zeel recommends using PNPM1 or higher and Sentry for automated issue resolution. Van Zeel also provided a full tutorial on building an AI image generator from scratch using the Codex CLI tool. He walked through setting up a Next.js project, configuring a database with Docker and Postgres, and implementing the image generation functionality using the OpenAI API. The tutorial emphasized the efficiency and time-saving aspects of using Codex and OpenAI, despite the token limitations of the ChatGPT Plus plan. In a shorter video, Van Zeel showed how to create custom agents in OpenCode, demonstrating how to set up an agent that responds only with emojis. He also explained how to configure different models for various modes in OpenCode, such as using a powerful model for planning and a faster, more cost-effective model for execution. Finally, Van Zeel turned the Hermes agent into a coding agent, demonstrating how to use it to create and deploy a web app. He set up the agent on a VPS, integrated it with Telegram, and used the Vercel CLI for deployment. The agent successfully created a personal portfolio site, deployed it on Vercel, and even made updates automatically. It's been a week full of revelations, innovations, and some serious security wake-up calls. Whether you're a developer looking to streamline your workflow or an investor keeping an eye on the AI landscape, there's plenty to digest. Stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of tech. That's all for now. Until next time, keep your code clean and your AI ethical.